I'm Chanel Varani, and this is Our Island Universe.
Mention the object black hole, and thoughts immediately turn to a large, dark behemoth that sucks everything in its vicinity, sort of like a giant vacuum cleaner. The truth, however, is that you must venture very close to one for that to happen. And now it appears we've caught a supermassive black hole doing exactly that, tearing a star to shreds and then devouring it. Massive stars, some 7 to 10 times the mass of our sun, are kind of like the Hollywood celebrities of the cosmos. They live fast and die young. Massive stars quickly run through their reservoir of hydrogen in their core, after which gravity inevitably wins and causes the star to explode in a brilliant supernova. Recently, astronomers recorded the brilliant flash of what they thought was a massive star exploding. Spotted in 2015 by a robotic all-sky survey looking for transient objects, this flash was weird from the beginning. For one, this event was the brightest flash ever seen if it occurred from a massive star exploding. Secondly, it occurred in a type of galaxy that is no longer forming new massive stars. So what's going on? Using data provided from the Hubble Space Telescope, as well as telescopes from the ground, astronomers learned that the flash occurred very close to the center of its host galaxy, and not out in the suburbs, where we typically see supernovae in other galaxies. Even weirder, follow-up observations showed that after initially fading as expected, the object began growing brighter several weeks after the event that created the flash. All these clues now point to a different story. Rather than a massive star exploding in a cataclysmic supernova, we now think that a low-mass star ventured too close to the supermassive black hole lurking in the galactic center. As it did, the star was ripped apart by the extreme gravitational field exerted by the black hole, causing the flash. After it was ripped apart, the debris collected into a pancake-like disk before falling into the black hole, giving rise to the brightness observed weeks after being ripped apart. The forensic evidence in this case seems clear. Death by black hole.
I am Chanel Varani, director of the John C. Wells Planetarium at James Madison University.